Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
No rain to deal with today, but we did pick up another shot of cold air. We'll be in the 40s again. Now, there is a warm-up on the way. Get the full forecast on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. Your top local stories. It's Thursday, February 13th. A man is in jail after an overnight crash in far north Dallas. Just after 12:30 this morning, a car and an SUV slammed into one another on Midway Road near the Bush Turnpike. From the impact, the SUV spun around, hit a utility pole, smashing the passenger side. The driver of the SUV was taken to a hospital with critical injuries. The driver of the car was seen being handcuffed and loaded into a squad car. The suspicion is DWI, but that has not been confirmed. Schools across North Texas shutting their doors this morning to stop the spread of the flu. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
In Dallas, St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic School is closed until Tuesday due to a, quote, excessive number of absences due to illness. The private school sent out a letter to parents yesterday explaining the decision to shut down, and St. Thomas isn't alone. Grand Saline is also closing until Tuesday. Rio Vista ISD in Johnson County has been closed for 2 days already and won't open up again until Tuesday. The district reports that before they called it, over three times the average number of students were calling in sick. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas police are looking for a flasher who exposed himself to a teenage girl while she was walking to school yesterday.
The 15-year-old was walking on Pineland Drive in the Dallas Victory Meadow neighborhood when the man showed himself and then touched her on the backside before rushing off into an apartment complex. The girl describes a black man around 30 who stands about 5'8 to 5'10 and goes about 150 to 170 pounds. He was clean-shaven and had what she described as short twists in his hair. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The jury in the Christopher Hess aggravated assault trial will be back to continue deliberations this morning. That jury's already spent about 7.5 hours trying to decide whether the former Dallas police officer was justified in shooting a woman 3 years ago. A federal lawsuit against a former police officer in East Texas has been dismissed.
Former Miss Black Texas Carmen Ponder claimed former Commerce Police Chief Kerry Cruz unlawfully detained her at the Walmart back in 2017. A judge said yesterday Cruz acted appropriately and had reason to arrest Ponder, and the suit was tossed out. The incident drew national attention because Ponder claimed Cruz made racial statements. An investigation cleared him of those allegations. Cruz resigned last year and is now the Justice of the Peace in Hunt County. Chelsea Wade, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A federal jury takes only 30 minutes to find two Fort Worth police officers not liable in an excessive force lawsuit. The family of Jermaine Darden sued officers W.F. Snow and Javier Romero, claiming they used excessive force as they arrested him during a drug raid in 2013, during which Darden died. Lawyers for the two officers said that Darden was resisting arrest, resulting in the officers deploying tasers on him, not knowing anything about his medical issues. Witnesses at the time said Darden was not resisting arrest. Lawyers for the Darden family say they plan to appeal to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. The city of Mansfield has shut down the bathrooms at one of their parks because of a case of extreme vandalism. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the story.
Mansfield Parks and Rec says someone set off fireworks in the bathrooms at Catherine Rose Memorial Park and started several fires in the toilets. They posted pictures showing damage to the toilets, sinks, and changing tables. Mansfield Parks and Rec says it's bringing in portable toilets until the bathrooms can reopen. The department says repairs will take several days, saying 25 employees are responsible for 1,000 acres of parkland in the city. They say they're looking at surveillance video now to try to identify the people who were involved. They're asking anyone with information to call police, saying someone caused similar damage at Clayton Chandler Park earlier this week. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Even the governor cannot escape jury duty. Governor Abbott tweeted a video saying he had to go in for jury duty yesterday. He says he was called for a case involving a driver who parked in a handicapped spot even though he was not handicapped.
Needless to say, I was not chosen for this particular jury, but I was glad for the opportunity to come down and provide my citizen duty to do this. I appreciate those who are sticking around who will be rendering a verdict.
Abbott was paralyzed from the waist down when he was 26. A tree fell on him while he was running. The governor was also called for jury duty a few months after he took office in 2015. He didn't get picked then either. Sports with Luka back in the lineup last night. The Mavericks hammered Sacramento 130-111. The Stars play in Toronto tonight at 6.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.